From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The head of U.S. Central Command started his new year in Iraq. General David Petraeus said there's been lots of progress as the U.S. turns over more responsibilities to the Iraqis. And he said one sign of stability is increased international business investment.
Countries, businesses don't put their money in some place unless they think that there is real potential. And what you have seen in Iraq in recent months in particular, and not just in the oil sector, but in other sectors as well, has been considerable outside investment.
Petraeus said Iraq's nationwide election set for March is enormously important. He said recent attacks on Iraqi government targets are attempts to undermine Iraqis' confidence in their government. An opposition leader in Iran challenged the government on his website today. It's the first time he has spoken out since the weekend's anti-government protests. At least 8 people died as protesters fought Iranian security forces. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul, Turkey.
Mir Hussein Mousavi, the most prominent opposition leader, challenged the government, disturbed some of his supporters, and offered solutions to the current crisis. He called for the right to demonstrate, a role for the opposition, in a bid to preserve the current system in Iran. Many young demonstrators called for an end to that system and weekend clashes with police. After government officials called for the death penalty for opposition leaders, Mousavi said he was not afraid to die, but his death, he said, would not solve the crisis. A day earlier, he buried his nephew, killed during anti-government protests. Meanwhile, another opposition website showed pictures of the arrival of armored anti-riot vehicles from China that can shoot thousands of gallons of hot and cold water mixed with tear gas. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
President Obama's choice to run the Transportation Security Administration admits to misleading Congress. Errol Southers says he made a mistake in an affidavit he provided to lawmakers in October. NPR's Howard Berkus has more on that story.
The inconsistencies involve incidents more than 20 years ago when Errol Southers was an FBI agent in California. Southers told Congress in October that he once asked San Diego police to run a background check on the boyfriend of his estranged wife. He said he was censured by the FBI at the time for what he called an isolated incident. But in a follow-up letter exposed by the Washington Post, Southers said he actually conducted 2 improper background checks himself. He said he'd forgotten the details initially, had acted out of concern for his son, and hasn't done anything similar since. The White House dismissed the revelation as a mistake Southers himself revealed. Southers' nomination had already been delayed over Republican concerns he'd bring a unionized workforce to TSA. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Financial markets are closed today for New Year's Day. From Washington, this is NPR News. A suicide bomber has killed more than 24 people in Pakistan. Many more people are reported hurt. The bomb went off on an athletic field during a volleyball tournament in the northwestern city of Peshawar. That's the largest city near Pakistan's tribal areas, where Pakistani forces are on the offensive against militants. Local residents have been trying to keep militants out of the area. Today, New Hampshire joins Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, and Iowa in allowing same-sex marriage. More than 100 people celebrated on the steps of the State House in Concord at midnight. Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
About 6 gay couples became the first to legally marry. The newlyweds were joined by family, friends, and well-wishers with temperatures in the 20s. Bill Gaudette and Ramon Miranda beamed after midnight, even though they had held a religious ceremony back in August.
We went through the movements of the vows and the rings and the family and the first dance and stuff, and this is just, this brings some finality to it all.
It's like the end to a fairy tale story.
Yeah, so. It's there. We're there now.
The new law replaces the 2-year-old state statute permitting civil unions. Conservative lawmakers plan to introduce legislation repealing the measure in the upcoming session. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
Among other new laws going into effect this year, Georgia is implementing a super speeder penalty with sharply increased fines for drivers who exceed 85 miles per hour on some roads. That starts today. And North Carolina, the nation's top tobacco producer, is going smoke-free in most public places, including restaurants and bars. But the North Carolina law doesn't take effect until tomorrow. This is NPR News.